I'm sitting here with Alex Krapf. He's the Chief Janitorial Officer of CodeMesh, Inc. And he's giving a talk this week on versioning and scalability. So I'm wondering if you could talk about what is the problem, scalability problem with versioning, and how would you solve it?
Right. The title of the session is Scaling Over Time and the Versioning Problem. And the two are related. As engineers, we're used to thinking about scaling in terms of countable quantities like number of threads, number of servers, number of developers maybe. But there's a related problem that has to do with the versioning process. And we typically start out with a very nicely and well-engineered application, at least we hope we do. And over time, we introduce changes. And after a while, we decide that all the accumulated changes add so much weight and problems to the application that it's easier to throw the whole thing away and start fresh. That's the problem, that we don't scale over time. And this is becoming an ever bigger problem because finally we are starting to see requirements in that space where the government, for example, is mandating that companies keep data accessible for eternity, or that applications can still run 50 years after the fact that they were written. And this is an unsolved problem today. There are best practices today that mostly deal with how we can keep our options open to create a new version, but I believe the problem goes deeper, that there's an inherent misunderstanding of the nature of the application. We think of it as snapshots. We work on one version, on one snapshot at a time, then we're done. And if we're good engineers, we try to go off to the next hot thing, and we dump it on the maintenance guys to keep track of and to version it. And that, of course, has its own problems. But the consequence is that we have all these different snapshots that are mutually incompatible with each other. And I believe if we try to understand the application as a continuum, as including all versions from 1.0 to N.M, then we could avoid many problems.
Okay, so can you give maybe some specific examples of how, what we might do differently?
Well, I think if we really want to solve the problem, we need to include versioning as first-class language features or technology features in all the technologies that we're working with. And I think this is unavoidable. This is not going to happen quickly because it's a major piece of work. But just like doing multi-threaded program without a built-in thread abstraction is very hard, doing versioning without a built-in versioning abstraction is very hard. So this will eventually come. In the meantime, we have to do workarounds. We have to use best practices, and we have to develop tools. This is an area that screams for tools. I don't know whether you're familiar with Depends, which is a very useful tool that allows you to generate a list of dependencies of some Java classes that you have. We could do something like a version depends that factors out commonalities and differences in different versions and helps us create version-specific deployments or deployments that include all versions of an API, of a product, of whatever, and avoid the problem of, oh, this toolkit needs version 2.0 of the API and I only have 1.1 installed, or I have now 2.0 installed and it's not backwards compatible with 1.1. So that wouldn't be a problem. We can solve those kinds of problems today by using certain practices involving class loaders and abstractions sitting on top of class loaders.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.